This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Bates Funeral Home, Knoxville Raceway, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Farm and Home, Motor and Auto Group, Stan's Drywall, and Harold Trailer Sales. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Precision Incorporated, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Pella Corporation, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, and Pella Regional Health Center. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why do the members of one local fire department do what they do? In the third part of a 10-part program on public safety, let's go in-depth with Doug Van Gorkum, Chief, Randy Bogard, Assistant Chief, and Mike Branderhorst, Captain with the Pella Fire Department. So, Doug, how long have you been fighting fires?
I've been on the department 49 years.
49 years, okay. And Randy?
36 years.
Mike?
16 years.
All right, well, you're just a kid.
He's the rookie in the bunch.
You learn anything from these guys?
Learned a lot.
Yeah? What did you learn? I'm sure there's techniques and stuff that you learned, but are there other things you learned from them?
Just watching them by example and kind of learning from what they do.
And in terms of fighting fires or in terms of leading?
Well, Doug's always been in leadership since I got on the department. He was chief day one for me. So him, leadership, and Randy, he taught me a lot about the truck. In fact, my first call, Randy probably doesn't remember, was riding on a tanker with him. So
do you remember that, Randy?
I don't.
You're probably thinking that, I hope this kid does okay.
Well, yeah, you know, we've run through a lot of new ones, and we've still got most of them. So, you know, it works out pretty well.
Yeah, and it's a pretty tight department, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, we're a brotherhood, I guess is the best way for us to say it. Or we are a family.
Mm-hmm. People say that all the time. They say, oh, we're a family, we're a brotherhood or something, but
don't do something against one of us. You might find out something different real quick. You might have 25 more on your back.
Well, makes me think of the time or two you've scolded me, so yeah, I guess so. All right, well, and you have fun, too.
It isn't as much fun today as it was in the past. From March of 2020 on, it hasn't been as much fun as it has been in the past. And I'm going way back past. Because the COVID thing has made it so we do wear masks, we don't do as much training, we're not as together as often when we are, we're social distancing, we're not goofing around, we're not goofing off after we've had a call and did our job. There's just a little bit different feeling right now. Wouldn't you guys say that?
Yeah, definitely. Part of our fun is we have meals together. We have social time and we have meals prior to meetings and some special events throughout the year with other organizations that come. And of course, all that's been off. Because most of our social and / fun has been put off, but the work remains.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Pella Hy-Vee, VHR Used Cars, Pella Police Department, Oskaloosa Fire Department, Goley Heating and Cooling, Shomo, Madsen, Humble Insurance in Prairie City, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Indianola Memorial Works. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCoy True Value, Van Wall Equipment, Iowa Realty Knoxville, Pella Cooperative Electric, The Salem Connection, Chasing Dreams Tattoos, City of Pleasantville, Ulrich's Meat Market, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, and Manny's Diner.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Chief, Randy Bogard, Assistant Chief, and Mike Branderhorst, Captain, with the Pella Fire Department. Well, and we're all sitting here. We've all got our masks on. People can probably hear that. We're distant from each other. And so it's the same thing just around the fire station then. When you just come, you go to the call, and then you come back, and I'm sure you do the...
We stand around and talk a while, but there's still I personally can still feel a different atmosphere.
Well, there's just this sort of continuing grief we all feel, right?
Yeah, correct.
Our world is upside down.
Absolutely is. Mm-hmm.
So this doesn't come into play during a fire call, though, does it?
No. When there's a fire call or we're helping ambulance or whatever the situation is, we do our jobs. There are times when we have CO detectors that go off periodically and we need to go take care of those, but we're very careful also. Dispatch always asks questions about COVID, so we know when we go to the house whether it's in the house or possibly can be, but we still go in the house either SCBA'd or masked up so that we don't have a chance of catching up from the people that were going in their house, but also that if one of us, we don't realize that we're carrying it and would give it to them, we don't want that to happen either.
But let's say you have a significant fire. You can't fight a fire in a mask, can you?
No.
Because it's hard work.
Right. We don't worry about the face coverings during that. And a lot of our guys, if they're making entry, they're already wearing an SCBA mask, so they're already taken care of. But the rest of us are outside, so we're not in contact with the public. So at that point, we're worried more about the fire than we are anything else.
Right. But you set this good example for the community all the rest of the time.
We sure
do. We hope to.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Precast Products, DeYoung Door Service, Peterson Tiling and Excavating, Pet Haven, Eden Crest at the Legacy, Steenhook Appraisal, Creative Landscaping, and the Sign Spot for Wraps. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Houston's on Main, The Downtown Diner, Jersey Freeze, Windsor Manor Assisted Living, Culver's of Pella, Craig's Auto, Winfield Funeral Home, Randall Roofing, and Indianola Community Schools.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Chief, Randy Bogard, Assistant Chief, and Mike Branderhorst, Captain, with the Pella Fire Department. So has participation stayed the same? Is the same number of guys coming out on calls or not the same?
I would say so, other than whenever someone would have or their family would have COVID. But then, of course, they quarantine and stay away from the department because they don't want to pass it through. So that would be the only reason is for a health reason. But otherwise, yes, everybody's doing a great job of participating.
It just made me think we'd be in big trouble, though, if COVID ripped through the department.
That has been talked about, yes. And whether it's any one of the departments around here, if it would go through a department, we would have to be being mutual aided and asked for mutual aid and being part of another community's mutual aid if that did happen. And to this point, I think, as far as I'm aware of, Marion County-wise, we've all been very fortunate.
Yeah, my understanding is that there's a case or two, but it hasn't gone through any department that I've heard of.
No, and if it did, we'd have to cover each other. There's no doubt about that. We might have to cover other jurisdictions, and they might have to cover us. It happened to us. So hopefully it didn't happen at the same time.
Right. That'd be big trouble. Well, you all are used to helping each other out anyway.
Correct, with the mutual aid agreements, yes.
And you all like that, don't you? You like being called to a fire in another district,
oh, sure.
Don't you?
We like doing our part for whoever we can help. It's I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine, and it has worked very, very well over the years that I've been involved with it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Lighton State Bank, Round Window Liquor, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, Acura Healthcare, Kyle's Auto Repair, Norwalk Nursing and Rehab, Marion County Auto Body, All Plan Insurance, and Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin & Company. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Christy Tarr American Family Insurance, Monarca, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Vanderwall Insurance, Fizz, Pella Rental and Sales, and Vander Linden Services.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Chief, Randy Bogard, Assistant Chief, and Mike Branderhorst, Captain, with the Pella Fire Department. And so, Mike, I've asked these guys before why they got into the fire service. Can you tell us why you did?
Well, as a little kid, going to church, I went to church with a bunch of firefighters. They were on the department. They still are, most of them, but I always enjoyed watching them. You'd hear the siren going, because our church was right over here, and they'd always run out of church, and I always thought that was kind of neat, and they got to know those guys over the years and actually went to go work for one of them and saw how in-depth it was back then, and a couple years later, they said, there's a spot open, you want to try out for it? Next thing I know, it's 16 years later, and here I sit.
and you just weren't just another kid that wanted to be able to run out of church.
Right.
You wanted to fight fires.
I have a real reason.
Yeah. All right. So you're glad you did it?
Yeah. Really enjoyed it. Yeah. Nice to help people.
It's nice to help people. Do you know how many times I've heard you all say that, and other first responders say that? That's just something deep in your bones, isn't it?
Yep.
Want to help people. And so that's why you do it, ultimately.
Well, they call you on their worst days. We don't see them at their best. We're seeing them on their worst days with trouble, and we just try to make it better. We just try to minimize it and make it better for them as much as possible. Hmm.
So you have to want to help people. You also have to have empathy. You have to want to know, and to know how to be kind. Is that part of it?
Oh, absolutely. Because like Randy just said, they're in their most troubled time, and they don't know which way to go. So we've been doing it for a while, and we are able to help them walk through their bad situation, not only to try to save belongings and save property, but just to make them feel better about how we can help them. If we need to call Red Cross, if we need to call a church pastor, get a hold of their insurance agent, all those, they're not thinking of any of that at the time. And we try to get them through that, because a lot of times on a bigger structure fire, those people are not going to go back in that house at night or that day, because it's a total mess. So they need housing of some sort. They need somebody to come to them and offer them a place to stay. And most of the time with our community and surrounding areas, there's always neighbors and friends that are willing to come in and do that. But there are those situations where there isn't other family, there isn't friends. I shouldn't say isn't friends, but there isn't other family. So then we get a hold of Red Cross, and they provide that service, to find them a place to dwell for a little while, and also some of the basics that they need to be able to survive a couple days without anything that they've taken out of the house.
Randy, what's the best part of doing this?
Well, I think the gratifying feeling that you have after a particular call where you felt like you helped them, you felt like you made it better, you felt like you maybe gave them some comfort and maybe you accomplished something in the process on the scene. Like recently we had a house that was heavily damaged and they can't inhabit it, but we did manage to save the house. And for us, that's a win because we're rated by insurance companies, and if it's a total loss, they have nothing to investigate. And it's real hard to make a claims adjustment in the field when there's nothing to see. So to save the house still standing is big, and insurance companies like that, and we get rated for that. And the city of Pella enjoys the highest rating it can get for a volunteer department, and we want to keep it that way. So there's gratification when you felt like that you saved something or that you made it better for somebody because of your actions. And that's probably the best part.
Mike?
I'll agree with that, that gratifying feeling. And I'll also throw in there with being on the department is the camaraderie of everybody and the lifelong friendships you make during all these hard times for people.
Chief?
Man, there's so many things. I don't know where to start, and I could talk forever, but we only have a little bit of time. So, I would agree with that it is so, so important that we as Pella Fire Department, city and rural, and we respect the people's homes that we're going to, the accidents that we're going to, and I just like that we've got a great bunch of people here that feel that they want to be of service to the community. And you've said it before, that's all you hear a lot of times is that. But it's really true. I mean, that's deep in our souls that we wanna do what we can to make this as safe a community as we can.
Thanks to Doug Van Gorkum, Randy Bogard, and Mike Branderhorst for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.